Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Bienvenido a bordo de este vuelo a Valencia desde Londres. El tiempo de viaje previsto es de 3 horas.
Dan, mate. Dan Watson. It's Billy. How you doing?
Billy, are you heading to Valencia?
Well, they're not going to drop me off en route, are they? Eh? You daft twat.
So, what's new?
Nothing much, mate. Just doing co-coms for your lot tomorrow night.
Oh, dear. Be kind.
Hey, don't be daft. You're 9th in La Liga, pal. Better than Red Nev. Just got to keep telling yourself that.
Kind of.
Are they giving you a hard time out here, mate?
No. It's all good. It's great, actually.
Good weather. Good birds.
They actually have great oranges. If you ever have a Valencia orange...
And the women.
Well, I'm married, Billy.
Oh, that's right, yeah. God. Lara Croft.
No, Lydia Croft. Well, Lydia Watson now.
Ah, that's the one. Lydia. Who's Lara Croft? Why do I know that name? Is that her sister?
No, Lara Croft is a fictional archaeologist.
Is Lydia academic like that too?
Lara isn't real. Did you bring that whiskey on yourself?
Duty free. Anyway, you're Valencia lot, you know, you're struggling, aren't you? Difficult job, Dan. I've always said it, mate.
I mean, you know, we're in the Champions League, aren't we? We're playing last year's semi-finalists. Can't be all bad, mate.
You know, it's funny. I actually commentate on your old lot all the time.
Birmingham.
No, not Birmingham. I don't do championship games, Dan. I'm on 1,200 quid a shift.
Oh, right. Oh, Ashwood.
Yeah, those lot. Super shites. Hey, see what the fucking Herald was saying about you?
Yeah, it's not true, Billy.
Well, you would say that, wouldn't you, mate? You would say that?
No, I'd say it because it's not true.
Is it half true? You know, inspired by a true story. Just not word for word, that's it, innit, mate? Inspired by a true story.
Billy, they said I punched a primary school teacher.
I know, I've got to hear that.
What does that say? Elementary Dear Watson. Oh, for goodness sake.
So, little bit of truth in it.
Look, I know what this is about.
Yeah, it's about you sparking out some primary school teacher, mate.
I hit someone, yes, but it's not like he was on the job. It's not like I strolled into year 4 and knocked him out. He came to the training ground, gave some abuse. I hit him when he got aggressive and he wouldn't leave.
All right, okay. So he went and told the press then. That's what it is.
No, he didn't. Patrick did.
How do you know that?
Sorry, why do you need to know this?
Co-commentary, mate. I told you. It's research.
Research. Name our right back.
So how do you know Patrick reported it?
Because Patrick settled the claim.
There was a claim. Fucking hell. You know what they say, Dan? Where there's blame, there's a claim.
Where there's blame, there's... No, where there's spiteful shit like this, there's Patrick Nolan not far away.
What's he got against you? He fired you. You didn't leave.
Because he knows these guys are running out of patience.
What guys? Primary school teachers?
No, Valencia.
Ah, right. So it's a bit dodgy then, at Valencia.
Ooh. Yes, it is a bit fucking dodgy, to be honest. That's why I'm...
What? Leaving?
No, not leave. I had some meetings in the UK.
With who?
I can't say.
Oh, Dan, please, mate.
What?
Come on, tell us.
No.
Oh, come on, why not?
Because it's not about a bloody girl I fancy, Billy. It's my career. I don't want to end up whoring myself out on TV looking for work like all the other sad twats.
Yeah. Okay. I hear you, mate.
No, I didn't mean like that, Billy. I didn't mean like that.
Yeah, okay, sure, Dan. Always nice to speak to you, pal. I'll think of you when I'm eating a fucking Valencia orange, all right?
Billy.
Fuck off, twat.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. Ashwood have suffered back-to-back defeats. Initially a shock upset in the Carabao Cup to MK Dons, followed by a defeat in the league at home to Norwich City. Next up is the Europa League, and Ashwood are hosting Scottish side Rangers. The evening before the game, Eric Van Schmidt attends his pre-match press commitments. With the press wanting answers regarding their disastrous league and cup results, the press conference has got off to a shaky start. Also in attendance is Ashwood City left-back Chris Well.
Chris, do you agree with this?
Agree with what exactly?
This kind of inflammatory language he's using right now.
Well, I don't think the gaffer needs to censor himself as such when he's addressing the press. No, I don't.
That's right. Listen to Mr. Fuck, Mr. Chris Well. You're all the shits. Every single one of you is a shit. Mr. Shit, Mr. Shit, Mr. Shit, Mrs. Shit. Mr. Shit.
This is bang out of order.
No, you are out of order, Paperman. We want to talk about the Rangers game here. That is what we said. Would you say no? We talk about the OK Dons game.
MK Dons.
I asked a question about what was said at halftime to the players in the Norwich game.
Yes, and I gave you an answer.
Which was?
Fuck you.
That was the answer, was it?
That was the answer. I can write it down if you want. Show you the calculation. It is you plus you times me equals fuck you. So fuck you.
What about Kieran Broom?
What you want to know about this?
Is he playing?
Perhaps you would like me to write up my tactics, my team sheet, my Google password, and give it to Steven Gerrard? Does sound like a good fucking idea, stupid man.
Eric, can you see that this kind of behaviour isn't acceptable in this environment?
Why not?
Because, well, people are watching this. People look up to you. Mm-hmm. What you do and what you say has an influence on the outside
world. Guys, look, the gaffer has to manage a lot of characters in that dressing room. And it's not always easy, all right? But he's a good guy. Bollocks. Don't be fooled by his temper, you know? He's actually one of the good guys. His office door is genuinely always open.
Because it's fucking broke! I tell them 3 times now, the door won't fucking close. Fix the fucking door and nothing.
Are you going to apologise for offending us and other members of the press?
You are a false person.
A false person?
Yes, you are a liar. And everyone in this room is liars and all their pens and skids are on fire because of their lies.
This is what we're talking about, Eric. This isn't okay. This is not okay.
Well, I'm not here to make you feel okay, Paperman. This is my room. I said no talk of okay Dons. I said no talk of yellow team. I said we're talking about the
We can ask what we want to ask.
You are asking to take the power of the room. I am the power, okay? And what I say goes. So we can talk about my power if you want, huh?
And why would we want to do that?
Because it is my room. I said what we talk about, huh? Power, Rangers, you decide. Power, Rangers.
Chris, he's just going to be here because this is unacceptable, mate.
No idea, mate. Usually should be...
No more questions for Chris Well. Questions are for me. My room, you there. A question.
Sorry, yes, I was just going to ask, is Steven Gerrard going to be doing a...
Steven Gerrard will have to wait his turn.
He's already been, mate. Yeah.
Oh, have I missed it?
Yeah, he was here about 30 minutes ago.
Bugger. Oh, excuse me. Okay, sorry. Cheers. Excuse me.
Right. Okay. I think what the gaffer is really saying is that we can't afford to lose focus, you know, by analysing games that have been and gone. It's time to just focus on the next...
Sorry. I forgot my bag. Excuse me. Sorry. There it is. Got it. Okay, see you.
Yeah, it's... Basically, it's just time to focus on the next game.
See? Focus in front, not behind. Looking behind is for cowards, like you people.
How are we, cowards?
Because you hide behind your pussy words.
What's she on about?
Oh, Eriksen Smit doesn't have control of his players. Eriksen Smit doesn't play to the team's strengths. Eriksen Smit doesn't pay his taxes. Pussy words, say them to my face.
All right. You don't have control of your players.
You are a coward. Say it in Dutch if you mean it. Huh?
I don't speak Dutch.
Then you're a coward.
Right, that's enough. Everyone, Eric, I think if we agree to ask respectful questions, you can agree to retract some of the comments against us, okay? We're just journalists, you know, we don't deserve that kind of anger directed at us, all right? We're just trying to do
well
an
said.
Honest job.
Well
fine. Next question.
Hi, gents. Ian from The Sun. Question for Chris Well. I've got a story about your mum cheating on your dad. Can you comment on that?
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Kickoff is half an hour away, and the players are taking part in a light pre-match warm-up on the pitch.
You seen the size of your mascot?
What?
You seen the fucking size of the kid you're walking out with?
No.
Honestly, mate.
What? What about him?
I'm telling you, it must be about 25.
Ah, come on.
I shit you not, mate. He's got stubble and everything.
Well, how tall is he?
Taller than you, pal. It's like 5'11".
Are you taking the piss?
No, no, genuinely not, mate, sorry.
Fucking hell, can I, like, get him changed, like, swap him out or something?
He's not a fucking panini sticker, Chris. Best moment of his fucking life, this. He'll tell his giant monster children this when he grows up.
Sounds to me like he's already grown up.
Aye, he'd be like holding hands with Peter Schmeichel.
What's that?
Got big hands, hasn't he?
Ah, right, yeah, or Mark Schwarzer.
Yeah, I get it, Chris, you're Australian, you don't have to fucking bang on about it all the time.
Oh, well, I don't bang on about it.
You fucking do, you're like... Oh, Struth, I'm going on holiday with Tim Cahill and Aaron Moy.
Kieran, that wasn't a holiday, was it? It was a 2018 World Cup.
You weren't going to win it, were you? So it sounds like a holiday to me.
We were in the same group as friends, mate. Does that sound like a bloody holiday?
Dutch devil lurking.
What's he doing out here?
What do you think? He's trying to be the fucking big man, isn't he?
Is he, though?
What do you mean? Look at him. Since when does he fucking watch us train like this? But, oh, look, put a few fans in the stadium and all of a sudden he's fucking Steve McLaren.
Well, they are both Dutch. Kind of.
It's quite funny, Chris. For you.
What do you mean, for me?
Just having a laugh.
Right, okay. Is the giant mascot a joke, too?
No, pal.
Ah, shit.
The thing is with that twat,
come on, he might be tall, but he's just a kid.
No, him there. Van shit.
Okay. Yeah. What about him?
He needs me. Right. He always picks me, Chris. I've had the fucking captaincy taken away and he still picks me. If I fake a little injury now, right, he'll still play me.
I don't think he would.
Honestly, mate, I'm not shitting you. He'd play me at 75% before any of those lot on 100%. I'm telling you.
He took you off in Rome.
Yeah, for a fucking defender. He ain't going to take Marco off, is he, Chris? He did that for tactical reasons.
It's good tactics, really. Think about it.
Oh, yeah, how fucking groundbreaking, Chris. A defender on when you're winning against Roma. Give him the England job.
All right, look, what are you getting at, mate?
I'm going to tell him I've hurt my ankle.
They'll just get the doctor.
Let him get the doctor. Don't care. I'm telling you, he needs me more than I need him.
Who's the other coach next to me?
Lars.
Ah, not him, the other one, doing the keep-ups with the ball boys.
That's your mascot.
Oh, what the fuck?
Done off. I said off.
And when I press there.
Ah, yeah, that hurts. That's like proper bad.
Well, it's not a sprain like you think it is.
Oh, okay.
And there's no inflammation.
You sure?
Can you walk on it?
Just to see how it looks.
No, you're not trying on a pair of shoes and Clarks. I'm asking, can you walk on it? Can you put weight on it?
Yeah, but I don't plan on walking for the whole game.
It's Rangers.
We got beat by MK Dons, Rachel. We've got youth players older than them.
How did you do it?
I told you, I was doing sprints. I think I just rolled it.
Right. Ah, Eric is here.
I see Steven Gerrard. I see the fear in his eyes. We must continue the English tradition of beating the Scottish.
You want me to tell him?
I'll let him know.
Here is the team sheet. I have... Where's Kieran?
Here.
Get over in your seat.
Can't, boss.
What?
His ankle seems to have taken a knock during the warm-up, Eric.
A knock? And who is this telling me about this knock?
Dr. Rachel Weber, club doctor. We've met 3 times.
And he has a knock, you say?
Yeah, a knock.
I have a joke about this, I think. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Doctor.
Doctor who?
Exactly.
That was actually quite
good. I told you, we've met 3 times. I did a whole presentation for you last week on recurring muscle injuries.
Kieran, get in the seat!
Oh, I'm struggling here, Gaffer, you know.
Can you play or not?
Maybe. You should probably think of a replacement, you know.
A replacement?
Yeah, Nicholas, maybe. Scored against West Ham.
Nicholas is already playing.
Ah, right. Another replacement then. Got any options?
Are you playing stupid fucker games?
Stupid fucker games? Nah, mate.
Mate?
Gaffer.
Mate? I don't need to mate with you.
Look, if you really, really need me tonight, Gaffer, then I'll play.
These smell like stupid fucker games.
Well, do you need me?
Get in the fucking seat. You play alongside Marco.
So you do need me then?
Get in the fucking seat.
I think I should probably take 3 kicks tonight. Loosen up my ankle a bit. Don't you reckon?
Are you losing your fucking mind?
Well, two of us, wouldn't it?
Gaffer, the corners into the tunnel.
Yeah, then go in the tunnel.
Oh, come on, boys.
Deal with Kieran.
You mean to embarrass you in front of the lads?
You don't embarrass me. You embarrass yourself, you gimp.
Gimp?
Yes, gimp. Maybe the doctor should check your ears as well. You don't hear so well.
I heard you say you need me.
And I heard you say you wanted the free kicks.
Yeah, you heard right.
Gustavo scored in Rome.
And good for him.
And now you want to take this from him? No chance.
Well, I'll probably have to sit this one out then.
Very smart words.
Thanks very much.
You, get the free kicks. And a meeting with me tomorrow.
Looking forward to it. Anything else?
I need you to stop your fake bullshit and get out on the fucking pitch.
Yes, Gaffer.
So where do you go to school?
Ashwood North.
Ah, that's great, kid. What's your favourite subject?
PE.
Ah, nice.
Get to play football and stuff.
You ever considered basketball?
Welly!
Ah, Kieran, what the fuck did he say to you?
Oh, yeah, watch your language, mate. Ah, sorry, kid.
That's okay.
As expected, I hold all the cards, and he's only got one, the fucking Joker. Oh, sorry, mate.
That's okay, it's fine.
I'll see you out there, Welly. Come on, boys!
Come on,
right, give us your hand, mate. That's a strong grip.
And this is Chris Well. Sends it up the line to Amadou, who's drifted out wide. Back inside to Nipic. Back out to Well. Stewart comes in and it goes out for a throw here. There's an Ashwood substitute actually warming up over here, but they've already made three subs. There's only 2 minutes to go. He's thrown the ball back. Oh, right, that's a ball boy. That's a ball boy. Throw taken quickly. Ashwood not letting Rangers rest despite the 2-1 lead to the home side. Dartley Park has had a great atmosphere tonight. It's been a long time without a European evening here at the famous old ground. Broom is brought down here to the Rangers box, and that's going to be an Ashwood City free kick. Well, it was Gustavo that wrote himself into Ashwood City folklore with that spectacular free kick in Rome last time out in the Europa League. But Kieran Broom has been stepping up to take them all night. Looks like he's going to take this one too. Here's Kieran Broom. He's hit the wall. Back to Broom. He's floated it into Amadou. 3-1. And that is just about that here in Kent. Steven Gerrard slumps back to his seat. Ashwood are going to make it a perfect start to their Europa League campaign. 6 points from six. And they're sitting pretty. Top of Group F. Premier League form, sadly, a different story. But you can't take this night away from them. Rangers kick off. But there's not much time. In fact, there's no time. There it is. The final whistle. A solid display from Ashwood City. They're really finding their feet in this competition. Erik van Schmidt shakes the hand of Steven Gerrard, whose side couldn't deal with the home side's midfield tonight. It's another win for Ashwood. Another 3 points. And another great night of Europa League football. It's Ashwood City 3. Rangers 1. Back to you guys in the studio. Well, they made that look easy. A textbook display from a usually pretty unpredictable club in Ashwood City. Here to discuss that result is former Ashwood City player Billy Richards. And up until sadly just yesterday, following that 3-0 home defeat to Ajax, we are delighted, at least, I don't know how he feels, to be joined by former Valencia and Ashwood City boss Dan Watson. Dan, thanks so much for being here. I know these past 24 hours have not been easy. No, honestly, I'm absolutely delighted to be here. Delighted.
Great. Well, we're just going to have a look at a few pieces now. We'll come back to that last goal in just a second.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.